Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
I got a pursuit, Tremont Street.
This is real. Tonight you'll see shocking footage of actual pursuits in progress. The deadliest. The most outrageous. Along with the most bizarre and unusual chases ever recorded. We'll relive the most dangerous chase of all time with riveting new footage never before seen. Police and news agencies all over the world have sent us these chases because they want you to know what it's like. The horror and the hurt that happens whenever someone decides to run from the law. Because the more you know about what really goes on in a chase, the better prepared you'll be to avoid one. And if you've ever been tempted to run from the law yourself, watching this show will change your mind forever.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. What is it about police pursuits to keep us all on the edge of our seats? What's so interesting, so compelling, so terrifying? I was in law enforcement for 27 years, and I can tell you, what may seem to be exciting is more often deadly. So buckle up. This is your first class ticket to high speed action, and you're in the driver's seat.
Sacramento, California. A lone man in a white Escort dances with death, reaching speeds of 110 miles an hour in rush hour traffic.
This guy looks like he's on a suicide mission. He doesn't care who's in his way.
Starts out as a domestic violence call, a husband running from the law after brutally beating his wife. But the chase takes a desperate turn as the suspect veers directly into oncoming traffic.
Careful up there, he's all over the place, he's all over the road.
The suspect swerves from lane to lane like a man possessed, back and forth across cement median, from freeways to side streets.
Oh, he almost lost it. Oh, he nearly hit that grass embankment.
Miraculously, no one is hurt. But this road race to hell is far from over.
The police are right on his tail. He's right behind this guy. You can tell they want to take him down, but they're just being cautious. They don't want to cause casualties, but he has to be stopped.
As the suspect races for an off-ramp, police finally see a chance to force him off the road.
It's over. It's over. The car is upside down. The police unit rammed the suspect's car, and it's flipped upside down. Wait a minute. Okay, the suspect is out of the car, and this guy just won't give up. Well, the cops are all over him. This guy is not going anywhere.
The nightmare is finally over. With charges including spousal abuse, evading arrest, and auto theft, this wife beater is now himself a beaten man. Boston. It's 4 a.m. when State Police Officer Mike Fiore spots a stolen car.
I got a pursuit, Tremont Street, gray Toyota.
At 70 miles an hour, the suspect races toward a red light.
It appeared he attempted to run over a Boston PO, okay? Coming up to Washington Street.
Not expecting other traffic on the road at this hour, the suspect increases his speed to 80. Up ahead, a driver is pulling over for the sirens. With the entire lane open to the suspect's left, avoiding this car should be easy. Not for this suspect. He actually thinks he can pass this car on the right. Wrong.
He just crashed into a car. Stand by.
Incredibly, he speeds off, but his engine is badly damaged. It starts to smoke. Officer Fiore guns it, forcing him to a stop. This chase is over. Los Angeles. As day turns to dusk, a black Jetta streaks down the highway. Police patrol and air units are in fast pursuit.
You can see one unit right behind him, very close right now at this point. LAPD, all they want this guy for is failure to yield.
The man races at speeds nearing 90 miles an hour, but strangely, he seems more concerned with fashion than with a failure to yield.
Yeah, what's he doing? Looks like he's trying to put on or take off a necklace.
Using only his knees to drive, the suspect keeps cops at bay.
Hey, looks like we're accelerating a little bit from 80 to 100 miles an hour. Looks like he's adjusted his neckwear.
The now well-dressed man puts the pedal to the floor, leaving the police in the dust.
And we're coming up on the 710 freeway. Very high rate of speed now, about 100 miles an hour he's accelerated to. And now he's using both hands to steer.
With speeds over 100 miles an hour, this guy better be holding on with everything he's got.
Yeah, he's really moving now. Oh, all across all lanes of freeway there. Now back over to the right lane.
The police ground unit can't keep up with the Jetta Black Bullet.
He's about to lose it, looks like. He's in the right shoulder passing this van, but he doesn't look like he's got a lot of control over the car, does he? Oh! Oh, God, that car almost lost it. Oh, man. That vehicle recovered, but this guy's continuing south.
There's now more at stake than a failure to yield.
Okay, it looks like this guy's now wanted for assault with a deadly weapon. He hit that vehicle. Oh, look at him now. Oh, he's going the wrong way on the freeway! Oh! He's going the wrong way on the freeway. Northbound, 605 on the southbound side. Oh, and he's now foot bailed. He foot bailed. And the car's still rolling. The car is still rolling. He foot bailed. He's running across the freeway. And he's over the wall. He gets off the freeway. He's under those trees now. Foot bailed. Police officers. And he's still running. They got him now. They tackle him. They're on him now. They have subdued this guy, but he looks like he's not going easily.
Pursuits are always dangerous. But this guy is lucky. He didn't kill himself or anyone else. Now he has a set of bracelets to match his necklace. They're called handcuffs.
Pursuit driving is probably one of the most exciting things a policeman can do. Because of the adrenaline dump, it becomes a very exciting event. You become challenged. This is what's called in many circles contempt of cop. This person running from you has disobeyed you, and you're going to go get him.
Tampa, Florida. Pursuit of teenagers in a stolen car. This has to be one of the briefest pursuits in history. From the time these teenagers first see the police, decide to make a run for it, pop the curb, hit the tree, careen back onto the road, lurch once more into the park, finally stall out. Less than a minute. Coming up on World's Scariest Police Chases. Heavy hitters in New Hampshire.
He just hit my cruiser.
Desperate felons in California. And automotive madness all over the world. It's action like you've never seen. It's insanity like you've never imagined. It's World's Scariest Police Chases.
Oh boy, here we go.
Chases or battles, fought at high speed.
Oh boy, here we go.
And police will need every maneuver, every weapon.
Come on.
Every ally they can find.
I got them coming up here now.
Because in the war for street supremacy, there are no white flags.
A cop's life is about unpredictability. At the beginning of the day, you have no idea what you're going to see in those next 8 hours.
Manchester, New Hampshire. Flames devour a man's truck on the freeway. Officer Chris Acoin is busy finishing up assistance to the victim when another emergency erupts. A fleeing felon, well ahead of pursuing officers, is about to tear right through this accident scene. Officer Chris Acoin throws his cruiser into gear and joins the pursuit.
Come on.
At 100 plus, he catches up to the suspect. The driver darts wildly for the right shoulder.
Hang on, babies.
In one swift move, he gets past everything that was blocking him. He pushes his powerful 260Z to its limit. It starts to spark. Officer Coyne pushes his own car to the limit.
My legs get tired from pushing the pedal to the floor.
In another daring end run, the suspect suddenly slices over three lanes to exit. Undaunted, the officer quickly steers into the mud. He must catch up.
Hang on.
The suspect is spun out on the exit ramp. The officer thinks this chase is over. It's not. Catching up again, the officer suddenly sees two headlights coming straight at him. He tries to block the suspect, but ends up getting blocked himself.
He just hit my cruiser.
The suspect tries another desperation move.
He's going off the road.
This time cutting down a steep embankment. Big mistake.
He's driving into the swamp.
Once again, Officer Coyne stays right with him.
Right here, right here.
The man is found moments later, cowering in the swamp. The stench is overpowering. But a swamp will seem like paradise compared to where he's going next. He's looking at 19 years on a variety of charges, including drug dealing and assault on an officer. Los Angeles. Police spot a black truck speeding through a residential neighborhood. As police try to stop him, the speeder makes a wild turn that would have killed anyone in his path.
Hey, head your way. Try to block him in.
The officers intentionally spin him out. Thinking he might bolt, they proceed to box him in. Police call this the pit maneuver. It takes experience, expert driving skill, and professional teamwork to pull it off. And these officers perform it flawlessly.
So we felt it was necessary to use legal intervention, basically to twist the vehicle around to stop him from going any farther in hopes that he would not injure anybody else.
They have him in custody.
From first call to arrest, the entire incident takes less than 4 minutes.
When officers are being shot at, it's a natural instinct to shoot back. And I don't have a problem with that if you're not putting the public at risk.
Yeah, be advised, I've got a signal 19. He's doing well over 90 now. He's not stopping.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Pursuit of armed suspects. Here's a situation where the bad guys have a souped-up car that was much faster than the patrol cars. Unable to stop the suspects in the stolen car, the officer asks for assistance from the truckers up ahead.
Any 18-wheeler is monitoring the CB channel. This is a deputy sheriff. We're pursuing southbound of a red vehicle. We need some assistance here.
Fortunately, one of the truckers is an ex-deputy sheriff from Alabama.
Officer, I see your lights now. Is that the little red car coming up behind me there?
He's coming right behind you now, coming up on your left. High rate of speed.
Oh, yeah. I got him coming up here now. Move it over.
Racing down the center divider, the suspects try to accelerate past the truck. Barely missing another police car, the suspects pull back onto the road. Now it's getting deadly. What happened next surprised everyone. Realizing they would never get past the truck and might actually die trying, these two desperate suspects finally just gave up. Thanks to a helpful trucker. Los Angeles, California. This pursuit won't wait until these two LAPD officers finish their meal.
No way, gotta get this guy.
We're right there, too.
All right, they're coming this way.
Yep.
Somebody's in pursuit.
You got a primary unit in pursuit and a secondary unit in pursuit of a white utility truck. It's possibly a stolen vehicle.
They know the suspected vehicle will try to get out of the area.
Block the roads off.
There he is.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Secondary.
This car quickly pulls ahead to take the lead positions.
7946 will be primary. Go in front of it. Right.
Now primary.
But the suspect has a plan to get away.
He's trying to get the accelerator to stay down so that he can bail out.
Accelerating rapidly, the suspect pulls ahead, almost losing control of his truck.
Southbound Havenhurst from Sedequoy.
Okay, just lost his wheel. We're now he's back.
Then the suspect's luck runs out.
Okay, he's gonna TC, just TC.
The traffic collision turns into a foot pursuit. At this point, the man has everything to gain and nothing to lose. But the two police officers are just a little bit more determined and a little bit faster.
On his breath, so he's been drinking.
Yeah, I've been drinking. I'll tell you right now. I mean,
if you look it up, I'm sure I got a couple DUIs in there.
North of 5108.
I've been acting stupid, obviously, right?
Drinking and driving and running from the law. And this man paid the price. A canine unit consists of two officers. One of them happens to be a dog. The two are partners, but the relationship is a lot more than just that. Mess with a cop's dog,
You've got real problems. Santa Ana, California. An enraged man with a history of domestic abuse runs from the law after threatening to kill his wife. The man barrels through these suburban streets with the fury of a madman. Half a dozen police bring up the rear.
Here's a spike strip up here.
Any hit with a spike strip, they're gonna set him down.
It's time this desperate daredevil's joyride is stopped. Spike strips in the center lane pierce his tires. The rubber shreds instantly. He rides on his rim, swerving crazily from side to side, back and forth in front of pursuing officers. He finally loses control. But he still doesn't give up. Because he's believed to be armed, a canine unit is brought in to help subdue him.
Get out now! Get out now! Come on!
Unbelievably, the suspect tries to assault the police dog. Not too smart. In a canine unit, dogs are definitely a cop's best friend. Attempting to beat an officer's canine partner, pure insanity. He claims to have a broken leg, but as the cops apprehend the suspect, he easily walks away. Now he's facing multiple charges, including assault on a police dog. And the dog, a biscuit for a job well done. Next on World's Scariest Police Chases. What begins as a border check becomes a mad dash to get across. And what begins as a traffic stop becomes a nightmare for Florida cops. They happen in a flash and end with a bang. The wildest chases ever. Red line, full throttle, pedal to the metal, exhilarating moment, terrifying consequences. Jacksonville, Florida. On a lazy summer morning, Officer Otto Botine stops a suspect for driving with his feet up on the dashboard. A quick radio check reveals that this may be a stolen car.
I said, come on out of the car.
When the suspect refuses to comply, the patrolman gets his pepper spray ready.
Take care of it. I'm going out of the car.
He sprays, but too late. Officer Botine is almost dragged beneath the wheel. There's obviously more to this than careless driving, and the troopers are right on him.
This subject just took off. He drugged Trooper Botine a little bit.
The suspect has a fast little car and thinks he can outwit his pursuers. Cutting left, he doubles back, trying to lose the cops in heavier traffic.
Cross the median.
Well, Jackson car said he went northbound. Cross median went back northbound.
With no respect for the safety of other vehicles, the suspect barrels through. Concerned for the innocent public, the trooper tries to pull over. The fugitive, however, doesn't give him the chance.
10-4, I think he hit McIntosh.
Spinning out on an exit ramp, the suspect drives back toward the highway.
He just ran into 425.
Taking the next exit, he thinks he's home free.
Okay, he's southbound on 115.
But the officers have a surprise waiting.
Another unit ahead of me. Back off. The city's going to take him out.
They steer him towards Sheriff Marcus Andrews, poised with a shotgun. In an amazing display of marksmanship, Andrews shoots out the left rear tire.
He just shot at the car, Jax. JSO just shot at the car. He's still running.
Andrew's unerring aim hits the tire dead on as the car passes doing almost 70 miles an hour. You can see the smoke as the left rear tire explodes. With the punctured tire shredding on the rim, the suspect re-enters the freeway. But it's no use. Up ahead, officers have forced the crippled car to the median. Brought down by one amazing shot, the contemptuous car thief can run no more. Moments ago, he was driving with his feet up. Not a care in the world. Now, thanks to one alert officer, the man will have plenty of time to put his feet up. 10 long years. The police see every side of human nature. That's what makes this job so interesting. But at times, the things that people do are so hard to understand, so puzzling, that when everything is said and done, you are only left with questions.
Dallas, Texas. A helicopter monitors every mile as this grueling chase continues at speeds in excess of 90 miles per hour.
Right now, several police department agencies are involved in this pursuit. That's the car down there. It is a white Buick. Looks like they may be getting ready to do a move. Oh, looks like he's going to be in northbound. It's now turned into a dirt road, and looks like this road is about to make a sharp 90-degree turn. There's an unmarked police car right on his tail.
The police are being extremely careful because they discovered the man's wife is in the car and that she's 8 months pregnant.
Oh, there's a car coming the other direction about a mile up ahead. As a matter of fact, it is a sheriff's deputy.
Watch as the driver sees the approaching deputy and then suddenly pulls across the road, inviting the deputy into a head-on collision.
Car pulled off the road, let him by.
Miraculously, the deputy pulls off the road just in time to avoid a disaster.
It's real stressful. I mean, you want to catch the suspect, but it was obvious that his speed never did slow, never did fluctuate, you know, and he wasn't going to stop.
It looked like the fugitive was playing chicken, and they're headed right towards the town of Denton.
But before they could get to Denton, luck runs out. The driver tries a series of bizarre twists and turns.
He reversed direction here. He started on one side of the road, went to the other side of the road, turned around. Of course, the police were following him.
He's turning back on his own trail and eluding the cars behind him.
He went behind the first two police cars.
He rams past another patrol car, runs through a barrier, and incredibly, he speeds away. But he's just going too fast for the road. And once that heavy car starts to fishtail, it's all over.
He started to lose it, went to the left, went back to the right, skidded, and hit a fence and a tree, hit a telephone pole.
Wisely, the man makes no further resistance.
We came out with his hands up. They had him boxed in, and there was nowhere to go.
Amazingly, the woman was not injured in the crash, but she sits staring in shock, unable to move as her husband surrenders. You wonder if this man thought even once about the danger to his unborn child. This is actual in-progress footage of Grand Theft Auto. A man breaks into a truck. He smashes the window. The alarm goes off, but he doesn't care. He's behind the wheel and gone in 60 seconds. Next stop, Mexico, where he can sell it easily, but he has to get across the border first. He meets up with the other car thieves and his gang, and together they try to enter Mexico at the busiest time of the day. Here, U.S. Customs stops a stolen Suburban. The thief knows he's spotted and suddenly makes a mad dash for the Mexican border. He rams a tourist, pushing him through. The guards chase him on foot, but he breaks free, for now. On the American side, the rest of his gang head back for the States. But Customs takes one of them down. Within hours, he gives up the names of his partners. Over 20,000 attempts are made each year to take stolen vehicles into Mexico. But thanks to U.S. Customs, more and more thieves are learning it's just not worth it. When it comes to speed, this could be the most outrageous chase we've ever seen. In this exclusive interview, we spoke with the suspect.
I was just trying to get back in the city. I could get back in the city, I thought I could get away.
Jared Fitzgerald streaks through the Arizona desert at 165 miles an hour.
This car has been reported stolen and so far has outrun the DPS officers for a good 30 miles.
This Corvette was built for one thing, speed. And with no police ahead of him, this suspect has a real chance of outrunning the cops behind him.
He'll have some work cut out for him up ahead here. There are several big rigs in a row that he's going to have to negotiate somehow. He's passing the first on the right shoulder. Very dangerous maneuvers at these speeds. He's fishtailing. Oh, there he goes. He's hit. This car has shattered into 1,000 pieces.
Smashing into the rear of the truck, the car disintegrates and the suspect is thrown from the wreckage. He skids along the desert floor, literally flying by the seat of his pants.
He's moving. The suspect is sitting up. He's sitting up. He's still alive. Incredibly, this driver is still alive. He's on his stomach now. He's waiting for the police. But still, the cops are not taking any chances.
This could be the luckiest man in the world. 165 miles an hour, no seatbelt. Smashes into a truck and not a scratch on him. This Corvette is a total wreck. It's not going anywhere. In fact, the only thing moving are the windshield wipers.
Yeah, I've been chased by the cops before. I wasn't worried about wrecking. I was actually the least of my worries at the time. I kept on thinking I could get away. I wasn't thinking about the consequences.
Coming up on World's Scariest Police Chases.
He's moving it!
Clueless criminals. And the ridiculous mistakes they make. They tangle with big rigs. They mess with mopeds. They even run into rivers. But their biggest blunder, running in the first place. High speed and slow speed. The roller coaster continues.
Here we go.
Next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised. As fast as they run, as hard as they push, try as they might, the only place these guys are going is down. The Los Angeles freeway system. It can be scary enough for people who live here, but for a newcomer who's running from the law at over 100 miles an hour, it can be a nightmare. Los Angeles, pursuit capital of the world.
What's your 20?
We're still southbound.
Straight out of Bakersfield, two armed robbers come barreling into the L.A. basin at 110 miles an hour.
Incredible speeds. They've been running now for about an hour and a half. Okay, they're blocked. He's pushing between those two cars. They got through.
This driver is learning the hard way. With L.A. freeways, you get L.A. traffic. But unlike most natives, he's forcing his way through.
Looks like they're heading towards South Central. This has got to be a long way from Bakersfield for these guys.
The suspects discover the carpool lane, but they find themselves headed straight for a guardrail. Suddenly, they're fishtailing, swerving out of control.
He's losing it. Ooh, he just hit the divider. He turned around.
They try to re-enter the freeway, but the lane is blocked. They narrowly avoid the guardrail, but they can't regain control. Their vehicle totaled. The armed suspects leap from the car, then leap again. 12 feet under the busy highway below.
Oh, unbelievable! These guys are crossing one of the busiest highways in Los Angeles.
Another wall, another jump, this time 20 feet, more than two stories down.
Oh, and they just keep going.
An unmarked police car screeches onto the scene. As the suspect leaps over the fence, thousands of dollars spill from his pockets. One suspect cuts through a yard. The other races down an alley.
We're right on top of him. He jumps over another fence. I'll just stay with these suspects right here. Still running down the alley. There's a garage just around the corner. Oh, God, he scared that woman there.
Looking for cover, or maybe another getaway car, the man ducks into this garage.
One suspect in custody. There's the other one, code 4.
In a town known for being tough on clueless drivers, these two bozos never had a chance. Today, they've learned that when you run from the law in L.A., you better be ready to bite the dust. Cerritos, California. A brand new Mercedes-Benz is stolen at gunpoint by three vicious carjackers. But thanks to the anti-theft tracking device installed in the vehicle, police know exactly where to find it. Knowing they've been spotted, the driver picks up speed.
He's in the center divide at 110 miles an hour.
The car that was built for the German Autobahn scorches down the highway, leaving the police behind. And then it happens. The carjackers crash, causing a second car to explode into a ball of flame.
The suspect's vehicle has crashed.
Down the road, two suspects are spotted. Police know they're armed. They get their weapons ready.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No, sir.
They find a third man thrown from the car, face down on the highway. He's stunned, but not injured. The cop jumps as the flaming car explodes.
Spread your feet out. Spread your hands out.
The Mercedes is totaled, but police learn that the burning car is carrying explosive materials.
Come here, man.
Suddenly, there's no time for niceties. They pull the man away, still unsure if he's a suspect or a victim.
Put your hands behind your back.
The flames leap higher and higher. There's another explosion. The cops have to find cover now. They have no choice but to keep dragging the man. The cop even fears for the cameraman's safety.
Get back! Go!
Incredibly, the car explodes again. But thanks to fast-acting officers, everyone is now safe, including the victim of the accident, the man whose life they just saved. This is exactly why police are so anxious to stop a chase, because you never know how it's going to end.
In a pursuit, you can't gauge the danger of the suspect on how goofy he looks.
Westphalia, Germany. In what has to be the slowest pursuit ever, police try to stop a man who's apparently stayed too long at the Oktoberfest. At least he has the sense to avoid oncoming traffic. But he can't seem to remember if the Westphalians drive on the right side or the left. Looks like he wants to play chicken with this oncoming lorry. But the driver stops. The biker swings out of his way just in time. He finally pulls over. Exhausted from his pursuit, he decides to have a seat and wait. Bad idea. The man now faces an impossible task, getting to his feet. But his cigarette seems to be weighing him down, so he tosses it away. He continues his battle to get vertical, and the police eventually, mercifully, take him in. This man fought the law, and the law won. The law of gravity. Newark, New Jersey. The police pull up just as the young men from the car on the left have finished hot-wiring the car on the right. The thieves are caught red-handed. Watch how they scramble to get away, however they can. Both cars tear off, not waiting for their unlucky partners caught outside. The driver accelerates around the corner, almost losing his friend. They race through this quiet park at breakneck speed, passing a huge truck on a blind corner at 75 miles an hour. The police slow down, but by the time they get to the street, the car thieves have disappeared. Then suddenly, one car full of suspects with a poor sense of direction passes the cops coming from behind. They cut right in front of the police and speed off recklessly. Because of the dangerous nature of this chase and the traffic at the time, the officer wisely called the chase off. No car thief in the world is worth the loss of innocent life. And the kind of honor among these thieves is only too apparent, as this driver risks his friends' lives to make a fast getaway. But not before the police made a positive ID. Within a week, they were all arrested.
In any pursuit, the cops and the crooks are gonna have the same reactions. You're gonna be scared. Your ears are gonna ring. You're gonna sweat. Your heart's gonna pound. But the cop's training is gonna help him focus through it.
Garland, Texas. Pursuit of a robbery suspect armed with a shotgun.
Dallas police began the pursuit. Texas DPS has now taken the lead.
This is exactly the type of heart-pounding chase that cops hate. Heavy traffic and a desperate suspect.
I have seen him at times up to 90 miles an hour. He's on the inside lane, which is fortunate for the rest of the driving traffic.
This man is willing to take any risk, suddenly pulling off the road, then pulling back into oncoming traffic.
As he was passing, he had a lot of stuff in the back of his truck, and stuff was flying out, and I can see that the troopers were very cautious how they approached the truck.
The police are trying to get the entrances to the freeway closed.
So they are getting ahead of at some of the on-ramps here and stopping the flow of traffic, but obviously you can't stop every car at this time of the afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon.
Watch what happens as he tries to weave through the heavy traffic to get ahead of the police.
Yeah, Sean, we're hearing now that the Garland Police Department is involved in the chase also. And it looks like they've taken up positions behind the Texas DPS. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. Oh, oh, it's turned over and the truck just crashed.
He misjudges by inches, clips the left bumper on the truck, and never regains control. The police aren't taking any chances.
That's the vehicle. Texas DPS coming out with guns drawn. They've surrounded the vehicle, and they're waiting to see if there's any movement from inside the vehicle.
But the driver is unconscious, and everyone involved is still in shock.
He was in the lane, passed me in the lane right next to me, and cut across over in the fast lane. He was moving pretty good. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. He was blowing traffic away.
It took 45 minutes to get the man out of the truck and get traffic moving again. And he was on his way to the hospital. Coming up on World's Scariest Police Chases. The wildest pursuits.
Now he doesn't want to stop.
In the strangest of places.
Oh, an officer just dove into the water.
Whether they're off the road, in the water, or dropping out of the sky, cops better be prepared, because pursuits can turn up anywhere. To serve and protect, to pursue and arrest, no matter how difficult, no matter how dangerous, being a cop just got a lot tougher.
Yeah, we got an officer down here.
Fort Worth, Texas. A man with a blown out tire and an inflated ego. A red pickup racer running from the law.
It's amazing. This guy's on a flat tire, but he's really hauling.
Shooting erratically across four lanes of highway, the suspect heads over the grass, meeting into oncoming traffic. It's only a matter of time before he hurts himself or somebody else.
Pulling off on the Walnut Hill exit. Coming up on a car. God, he's wobbling all over the road. Just missed that. Whoa!
Back on the road, the suspect nearly clips another car as he continues his three-wheeling free-for-all.
Looks like that tire is finally slowing him down. He's definitely having trouble steering the truck. Coming up on a big rig. Oh, it's amazing no one's been hurt.
Rounding the corner, the suspect makes his last turn. As the man almost loses his tire, he finally loses control. He plows into this fence.
He's just crashed.
The suspect and his passenger are unharmed. Their final resting spot, appropriately an auto parts junkyard. What you are about to see now is a grisly story of one man's crime and punishment. This pursuit began as a robbery in a suburb of Denver, Colorado. The teller in the bank recognized this man, Philip Hutchinson. As soon as the bank robber left, the teller called the police and the chase was on.
4593, a white over brown blazer.
A news helicopter watched as the thief raced through suburban streets trying to elude the police.
Adams County, it's reportedly Adam William Tom 271.
Attempts to stop them turned into a deadly game of chicken. One officer couldn't get out of the way in time. As the helicopter pilot watched in horror, the suspect hit the officer, killing him instantly. Hutchinson never slowed down.
Okay, we got an officer down here.
And we need an ambulance.
But moments later, he lost control of his vehicle coming out of a turn and smashed into a tree. Taking the money and the gun, he ran through empty yards looking for another vehicle, trying to stay ahead of the police. Because of radio difficulty, the helicopter pilot was unable to tell anyone exactly where the suspect was. In a nearby parking lot, the bank robber spotted a young woman in a car with her baby. He tried to force his way into her car. Infuriated when the woman would not stop, he pulled out the gun and began to fire.
Well, when he first came up and opened my door, the thing I was thinking, he's going to be in my car. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? What's going to happen? Is he going to kill me? And that's whenever I've never seen a man with a gun put his hand on my child. And that's whenever I realized, and I took off. Thought he shot my baby for some reason. Because the door's open, I hear a gunshot. And I thought for sure he had shot. I thought I was dead.
Within moments, he had found another hostage, forcing a 73-year-old man to drive him out of town.
Boy, this is it, John. I don't think you'll see tomorrow. He told me I was a dead man if I didn't hurry and start that car.
He told the man he would kill him if he made any attempt to signal the police. The police finally come to where the helicopter is hovering, but the suspect hides on the floor of the truck, and all the police see is an old man driving slowly down the street.
While I'm climbing up, I bring the power in the helicopter to start climbing up, and the police cars drive past him. And Jim and I start screaming, "What?" And that's when I decided I needed to do something else. I had what's called a window of opportunity, which was maybe 10 seconds. I had to do it now, or it was history.
The pilot realized that if the truck got to the main road, this man would probably kill the hostage. At that point, he dropped the helicopter in front of the fleeing truck.
Then that helicopter is on the ground, right in front of me. I can't move nowhere. And he told me, "Ram it. Ram it." And that blade was going around and everything. And I said, "Oh, my God. we're going to get cut in pieces or something's going to happen to us. Then pretty soon, bing, 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 bing. Oh, God, my.
The helicopter was able to block the truck while the police came up from behind. The suspect pointed his gun at the police and then tried one final time to kill the hostage. But in the midst of all this shooting, one officer was able to pull the elderly man out of the truck, thus saving his life.
When the officer decides to pursue, I think the thought process is the same as if he or she is going to shoot or not to shoot. And the end result could be as serious, if not more so, because this is the same as a 2,000-pound bullet.
Calumet City, Illinois. A man wanted for theft and aggravated assault runs from the law at over 100 miles an hour.
We're nearly an hour into this pursuit, and nothing seems to be slowing the suspect down.
At these speeds, the police have to stop this man now before somebody gets killed.
He's driving very recklessly.
What the man does next is unbelievable. Caught between the road and the river, he makes the one choice officers would never expect.
Oh, he's in the water. He has driven right into the Calumet River. The windows are down. The car is filling up with water. I believe the suspect is still inside the car. The police have just arrived. The car is sinking like a rock. Oh, an officer just dove into the water. He's pulling the suspect out.
As officers radio for help, the trooper struggles to keep from going under himself. Finally out of the water, the officers administer first aid to the waterlogged criminal. Trooper Mark Jackson doesn't even hesitate to jump into the water to save the suspect. He nearly gets sucked inside the car trying to pull the unconscious suspect out.
That was a close call. That car is completely underwater.
To serve and to protect, even the bad guy. Coming up on World's Scariest Police Chases, a terrible warning. The worst we've seen. A pursuit that will leave you speechless. Whenever high speed and desperate criminals mix, innocent life can hang in the balance. In one of the most gut-wrenching pursuits ever, a helicopter pilot was so devastated, he could hardly speak. Police sirens suddenly tear through the quiet afternoon commute in Oceanside, California.
CHP unit there in chase, and this is the car that he's after.
A news chopper joins the chase started by a drunk driver who refuses to stop.
On the westbound 78 here.
The chopper easily keeps up with the driver who's gunning the gas at a whopping 120 miles an hour. Officers want nothing more than to end this chase now. But if the cops can't stop him, a traffic jam will. An officer moves in cautiously.
There we see the CHP units. Okay, they're telling them to stop.
The chopper hovers over the action while the officer tries to negotiate with the driver.
No, he doesn't want to stop.
There's no bargaining.
You didn't see any weapons drawn there, just a highway patrolman saying, step out, let's talk about this. They have given this guy a chance just to surrender.
The suspect heads for the surface street. He careens towards an intersection at 70 miles an hour. And then the inevitable happens.
Oh boy, here we go. Boom! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! I'm sorry. Oh no. Oh no. This is terrible. This chase has just ended. Boy. I'm speechless. I'm sorry. Oh man. What a horrific crash.
The suspect runs a red light with devastating results. Despite the wreckage, they must approach the scene cautiously. This terrible situation is exactly what police officers try their best to avoid. The officers now work twice as hard, apprehending the suspect and rescuing the victims.
It looks like the driver of the truck is out. He's okay. I personally haven't seen anybody come out of the Nissan 200 there. They're helping somebody out of the Jeep, the white Jeep right here at the top of your screen.
Incredibly, everyone survives the crash. The suspect is confined to a life support system for weeks. A chilling example of the consequences of drinking and driving. And the chase goes on. Whenever a suspect runs from the law, it's not just a chase to catch bad guys. It's a chase to save innocent lives. Because pursuits involve all of us. And if you think you can beat the law by running from it, think of the innocent people who will be in your way. The stakes have never been higher. The choice has never been clearer. Don't run.